Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, chapters 22 to 24. The novel ends with Victor Frankenstein dying and the monster announcing that he's going to destroy himself now that there is nothing left to live for. In many ways, both men, if we're going to use the word man to describe the monster as well, are fueled by revenge. In many ways, Victor Frankenstein is fueled by this sense of self-loathing. And he seeks more or less revenge upon himself throughout the entirety of the novel. He isolates himself from society. He wants to do everything on his own. He's unable to open up and be honest to his family and friends, even when they're looking out for him, in an effort to help him with whatever issues he's going through. We get this sense that Victor Frankenstein is someone who, if he wanted to, could be loved, but he won't allow himself to be loved. And a lot of that centers around this concept that his self-loathing is so strong that even though he wants to be angry at the monster, all his actions directed at the monster that are negative are truly just really directed at himself. So the revenge that he's seeking, you can argue in many, many ways, is not at life in general, but it's at himself, at his past self, if you really want to get into the details of it. He's angry at who he was and the decisions that he made back in time, and he won't let himself be in the present. He's constantly at war, trying to undo something that he cannot and will not be able to correct. While we keep that in mind, we also see that his father never stops loving him and wants so badly for his son to rejoin society and be a functioning member of society. And in many ways, all Victor Frankenstein would have to do is to be honest. Tell his father what happened. Tell his father what he created and the aftermath of it. He's never honest with Elizabeth as well. And his inability to be honest and open not only isolates himself, but over time ruins who Victor Frankenstein is. And we have to remember, while his decision to be the man who made the monster did not have to define him, he allows it to do so. And in doing so, he destroys who he is. And he, in many ways, destroys his humanness. Or at least, if we want to rephrase that, what it means to be human within himself. Why I point this out is we really need to continue to look at this idea of revenge, because the monster is fueled by it at the end, but we remember that once Victor Frankenstein dies, in many ways, that chase, that little cat and mouse chase they have through the ending sections of our novel, is the only true interaction that the monster and Victor Frankenstein have. And this interaction, while it is insane and violent and vile, is what their relationship is based on. And that's why we see the monster going out of his way at times when Victor Frankenstein is seemingly going to die due to the elements, being saved by packages, basically care packages, throughout his journeys. So the monster kept Victor Frankenstein alive to keep this relationship, to keep this entire relationship based on revenge, based on anger, based on hate. Because we have to remember that the monster is a mirror. It's a mirror of what society has shown him. They have rejected him in every way. And the greatest fault of Victor Frankenstein is that he was a bad parent. And he left the monster to be completely judged by society with no help, no guidance. And what society gave the monster reflected back on society. He becomes the murderous, vindictive, and ultimately evil individual who begins the murder for fun at the end of the novel. We need to consider the fact that society here is part of the problem, but it's Victor Frankenstein's failure to set up the monster for any level of success, which is at the root of everything. You could picture a world where Victor Frankenstein not only helps the monster become a successful member of society, but introduces him in a way that would have given Victor Frankenstein the fame and recognition that he was seeking. Instead, the creation of the monster is what haunts him, and his moments, those decisions he makes right after the creation of the monster, is what defines his life. The character of Elizabeth in this story in many ways exists only to be murdered at the end. We talked about this with Henry as well. And this section also has the death of Victor Frankenstein's father. The entire family is eliminated more or less because Victor Frankenstein, in his inability to be honest and open to those around who love him. And in doing so, in being selfish, in an effort in his mind to protect his family and friends, he sentenced them to death. There was no reason for him at any point in time to isolate himself in this manner. And we need to think about the fact that Elizabeth dies at the hand of the monster when all along it was Victor Frankenstein who believed that the monster was going to kill him on the wedding night. But in this situation where things seem to be very much eye for an eye, why would the monster strike out at Victor Frankenstein and eliminate him when it was Victor Frankenstein who eliminated the potential of a partner, a female companion particularly, to the monster? So the elimination of Elizabeth is just the monster once again reflecting back what society has given him. In this case, if you're going to eliminate my partner, I will eliminate yours. But Victor Frankenstein seems to not understand that. And I think that is one thing we have to consider. Why is Victor Frankenstein so oblivious to what's going on around him? It's because he only sees what he wants to see. He's the main character of his own story. And his inability to be truly empathetic or put anyone else in front of him shows the level of selfishness that he has that drives him. The novel ends ultimately with Victor Frankenstein dying. The story comes back around to Robert Walton and his ship stuck in the Arctic. And as they decide, the men decide to turn the boat around, something that Victor Frankenstein never did. It's a glaring admission to the fact that Victor Frankenstein's attempt to rectify the situation destroyed him. And Robert Walton, while he still wants to be an adventurer and move forward with this progress, he's unable to because he's not in this situation alone. It's the people around him, the other sailors, who ultimately get into Robert Walton's mind that this is the right decision. And one of the takeaways from this story has to be the fact that it was Victor Frankenstein working in isolation which led to his demise, versus Robert Walton, who's part of a community, whether he's paying these people or not. And that collective decision, that cohesion that we see amongst the group, while frustrating for Robert Walton, is ultimately the right decision. The monster's return and discussion with Robert Walton is a nice little twist. But the monster seeing himself, basically, his life serves no purpose anymore because his master is gone, is an interesting thing to consider as we wrap the novel up. Why does the monster feel like he was only there to cause revenge on Victor Frankenstein? Why does he feel like once Victor Frankenstein is dead, he has nothing left to do and nothing left to live for? You could argue that at this point he was freed from Victor Frankenstein completely and could have created some sort of existence for himself, even if society was telling him they did not want him. It's interesting that at the end he decides to destroy himself. But if both Victor Frankenstein and the monster were fueled only by hate and rage at the end, then truly there was nothing left for him to hate or rage against without finding a new opponent to direct his actions towards. We're going to wrap this up here. The novel offers a lot of deep conversations on many, many different fronts. We'll try to cover the rest of these in class. But I want us to really focus on not just what we see from Victor Frankenstein and the monster and the collateral damage that takes place with all the other characters, But I want us to start talking about, start literally focusing on this idea of humanism. What does it mean to be a human? And how do we all act like monsters?